我们知道究竟怎么做，我们知道做个规划。Now that is more quality than Hampshire. More clearly our school is there, if it is actually the mitzvah. We're fighting regular clothing to kill mitzvahs, so the mitzvah of Bali Yomim, mitzvah of Bali Yomim don't cause push-up. It would simply be a Hampshire mitzvah, but really apply to the normal clothing of kill mitzvah. Now since it's very dropped over, why is it considered to be a mitzvah of Bali Yomim the day after you kick? I mean, you could be discussing with gentlemen who has the materials in his house from beforehand, he's got the walls, he's got the rolls of staff from previous years. It's considered the mitzvah of Bar Yom the day after Yom Kippur. You know, sometimes we say in preparation for a Yom is those days before. Well, over here, the times is considered the day after Yom Kippur, and one of the children's flowing down the neighbor says the only way we can understand it is based on what we call Divrei Hagadol, rather than based on halakhic sources in halakha and TPAE. So the reason why the day after Yom Kippur should be the day, but we know that in Divrei Hagadol and in Rashi, they ascribe the Chag HaSukkos as being the direct follow-on to Yom Kippur. After Kodesh Baruch Hu is mindful that our holiness of Yom Kippur, then he invites us to speak into his house, into his mokum Hashkinah, following on the Kapara of Yom Kippur. And based on Divrei Hagadol, so Sukkos follows on from Yom Kippur, and that is the day to do it. Sukkos and Yom Kippur are connected, and therefore the day after Yom Kippur is considered the right time to begin building the Sukkos. Before we go on, let's talk about another couple of points. So it should be miyad v'yod shalach. It should be right away the day after Yom Kippur. Now, actually, if we'll turn the page back in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we'll see in the halachos of Yom Kippur, one of the very last halachos, he said that the didactic influences begin right away on Motzei Yom Kippur, on the night after Yom Kippur, begin the Asiyah Sasa. The Kai Yerushim, the Kai wants to go from one Kippur mitzvah to another Kippur mitzvah. But you can say that 2 points. How do these two things fit together? Over there we say you start on Motzei Yom Kippur, over here we say you start it in the day. Place it in 2 points.
Next day
is
Motzei Yom Kippur. It's not a tradition.
That's what you mean.
They have
to say it. Then why is it repeated? It's the same Shai Yom Kippur.
But I
think
then the
Kippur is
the Yom
Kippur. So it's not the same. It means like something. Starting from the night. Basically, you understand that. Where they say 2 points, they say, oh, that to start from the night is registered as being something that the dust is going to do. So, this is not an absolute view, but it is directly this correct kantoga for every person. That's Allah. And then, all that is mentioned as regards the night of Yom Kippur is to, and not Yom Kippur, is to make a start. But just do something to involve in the sugar to make a start. Whereas for the year on the following day, it is correct, as far as possible, to do the entire sukkah and complete it as much as you can. I'll just add that first you say that somebody who is not able, for some reason, on Motzei Yom Kippur, to get busy with the sukkah, it's too late, it's too tired, it's too weak after the fast, should try to make some involvement in the sukkah in some way, whether it's to discuss with his family, you know, to plan to build the sukkah, or to learn a little bit of the halachos of sukkah, should try on Motzei Yom Kippur and to make some involvement in the sukkah. Also based on that if starting the sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippur is in some way going to detract from the quality of the sukkah, let's say you start and you can't see properly what you're doing, so you won't be able to build it so well, or so forth, then you put it off for the day, it's only going to tell you what it's going to detract from the quality of the mitzvah by doing it. And certainly, just as there is that saying that one shouldn't do things that will disturb other people, disturb neighbors, be tired other people late at night, and they try to get off
the
cook up
again.
Yeah,
yeah.
After
cook up, people are quiet and
tonight. Everybody's awake, nobody wants to rest, right? Who would want more people going to bed at such a strange time? Yeah.
What time is this?
Okay, so 100%. This is not absolute steel. This is flip your head in. My father-in-law, which is, and this is a big, because that's the mitzvah, but he's not so classical, so his heart is built. So okay, he's his children to help him. So he always gets it done during some of Bela's money. So he doesn't want to do that trick there during Evel when they're learning. And he doesn't want to do that trick there in the days before Sukkot, between Rosh Hashanah, between Kippur and Sukkot, when they're busy with their own Sukkot. So he gets them to ask them to come down during some of Bela's money. That's when he always thinks he's involved and he gets it done. My father. So there you go. Look here.
Okay,
yeah, we'll stop today. 10 past 4, so we're happy to be back on track.